Good. Today we are on Testament Aleph. Before starting Testament Aleph, just to address V'yoyos Kasha from yesterday in Chesed Beis, everybody talks about it. I mean, this is so everybody. Mamish from Rishonim to Achronim, there's different natures of the question, but just to chazer over back in Chesed Beis, I know it's already before the two dots, but the conversation of if Shabbos you don't do Hazah, so does that mean then the Kohen Gadol might not become Tahar? If day 3 and day 7 are day 3 and day 7, if Itaka was Tamei, then he's never getting the Hazah on day 7. Question number 1. Part 2 of that same question is, if he's not doing Hazah on Shabbos, on that other corresponding day, the 3 or 7, also L'chayr, there's no reason to do it. Rishonim, Achronim, it's all talked about. Taisus Rid, or Taisus Riazokin, somebody I saw over here. Enichanami gets pushed off a day. You should go earlier a day, you should go later a day. You're even Mafreshim a day earlier, one Rishon says. Good question. One of the, when day 7 would fall on Shabbos, they're Mafreshim a day earlier. Right. Maybe. The question would be then, because then day 4 is his first one, and day 7, if you hold the 4-day span, is L'chaya. And there's Rishonim and Achronim. Here, and all the Achronim in the back, I saw, I looked up the Masifta that brought down the Gevur Sari, and the Svasemes, you mentioned it. It's all told. This is a conversation, Okay, Ayin Sham, Rishonim V'Achronim for more Hesber. Okay, we're continuing our Gemara. We're back on Testament Aleph, around like 7-8 lines down. Omer Rabba Bar Barachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Ma'ay Dichsib, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Yiras Hashem Toysef Yomim, the fear of Hashem is a pasuk in Mishlei, adds on days, Ushnois Rishonim Tiktzereno, and the years of a Rasha tick tsoyerna shortens it. Pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yod. What does the pasuk mean? Darshin Zerabba Babarachan, Darshin Zerabbi Yochanan. Yiras Hashem Toysev Yomim. When you have Yiras Hashem Toysev Yomim, you have longer days. What does that mean? Zem Mikdash Rishon. This is, we see this clearly displayed in Bayis Rishon, based on Mikdash Rishon. Sha'amun Arba Meis Ve'ezer Shonim. Bayis Rishon is stood for 410 years. V'loishim Shuboy Elo Yudches Kehanim Gedolim. All there were 18 Kohen Gadols. Through Shonim over here talk about 18, maybe 8, maybe 12, different gear size, what it could be. But a relatively small amount. You're talking about 10 plus years every Kohen Gadol, or 20 plus years every Kohen Gadol served. So, in Bayis Rishon, Mikdash Rishon, they were Tzadikim, they were Yiras Hashem, Toysev Yavim, they had longer days. Ushnois Rishonim Tiktorna, Zem Mikdashani, this is a Mikdashani. Mikdashani, we know there were many Rishonim that became Kohen Gadols because they used to pay their way to become Kohen Gadol. Sha'om Adal Meis V'Esrim Shana, it stood for 420 years. V'Shimshu Bo Yoyser Mishloish Meis Kehanim, there were more than 300 Kehanim during Bayishani. Now, so it's not even 420 years, more than 300 Kehanim. We're going to make this gap even smaller. Tzei Mehem, let's exclude the few Tzadikim that we know. Mem Shono Sheshim is Shimna Tzadik. Shimna Tzadik was Kohen Gadol for 40 years. Ushmoinim Sheshim is Yechanin Kohen Gadol. Yechanin Kohen Gadol was the Kohen Gadol for 80 years. That's subtracting 120. From 420, we're down to 300 already. Eser Sheshim is Yishmo Ben Pavi. 10 years, Yishmo ben Pavi was the Kohen Gadol. Va'amrilar, those that say Yud Aleph Sheshimish Abloza ben Charsim, the 11 years that Abloza ben Charsim served. I'm not sure if this Yishoyimim is in place of Yishmo ben Pavi or is it adding on to Yishmo ben Pavi. But regardless, we're down to 290 years or 279 years, something somewhere in that sort, and you have over 300 Kehanim. Mikan ve'elech. Say, besides subtract these three or four kohen gadols, say v'chashoyv, go and calculate kol echa v'echa lahoitzi shenosoy. Each kohen gadol didn't even finish his first year in office. Again, that's the shnois rishoyim tikzorna gets cut short. The rishoyim, so yes, they paid the way to be kohen gadols, but it was a very short-lived honor, I guess you'll call it. So the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yochanan ben Torsa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Torsa says, "Ma chorav Shiloh? Why was Shiloh destroyed? M'nei shahoyu bo shnei dvorim? Because Shiloh had in it two negative things. Gili arayis ubizoyin kachim. What took place in Mishkan Shiloh? They had gili arayis and bizoyin kachim. Gili arayis techziv." Gili Arayis, where do we see there was a Gili Arayis problem? Dechsiv, by Eli Kohen Gadol, ve'Eli Zokin Ma'oid, Eli was very old, elderly, v'shama eskol asher yasam bonav l'chol Yisrael, and he heard that which his kids were Chofni and Pinchas, did to Klal Yisrael, ve'es asher yishkavun es hanoshim, and they laid with, they were mezana with the noshim had soivos pesach ha'yomoyid, they congregated by the door of the Yomoyid. On the face of it, the pasuk is certainly saying very negative gili arayis. The Gemara does qualify it somewhat. Even though Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni says in Reb Yochanan, "Kol ha'omer b'nei Eli chotoy eni ela toya." Whoever says b'nei Eli were choite, that they were actually mezane, they were over gili arayis, is a toya. It's a mistake. But still, mitoich, turning to Onabez, mitoich sheshohu eskineihem, because they delayed the cans, the birds, right? The women were bringing their karbonis after Leida, and they wanted to bring their karbonis, go back to their husbands, and then live with their husbands. These kehanim, the bnei Eli, Chafni, and Penchos, they were shoya, they were, we call it lazy, or really, actually, they're Bali Gaiva, and they took their time to get there, you know, they're in control, they're the boss. And because of that, the woman had to wait longer, but because they wanted to wait to finish to see their carbon hukrav. We had this in Masechah Shabbos, for those who learn Masechah Shabbos, either Omer Jemi or Daf Yomi, right? Or any time, for that matter, right? But therefore, mal alei nakosav kilu shachvim, the Torah considers it mamish. The pasuk said, "Asher yishkovon es hanoshim," that they laid, they were mezana with the noshim. Again, so this is the one gili arayis, which at face value the pasuk it sounds pshutu kamashmoy gili arayis, but like we saw explanation, they weren't really mezana, but the Torah was still machshev it as if they were mezana. Bizoyin kachim. How do we know there was bizoyin kachim over there by Mishkan Shiloh? Tichsim, gam b'terem yaktiru mesachela. When these korbanos were brought, even before the chela was hooked on the mizbeach, ubo nar hakoyim v'omar l'isha zeveach, the nar hakoyim, the children of the kehanim, or the servants of the kehanim, would come, and they would tell the isha zeveach, yana, a person who was shechting, who was doing the melacha, Tana basar litzlos l'kayin. Give the meat for the kayin to eat. V'lo yikach b'mechor basar mevoso. We don't need to wait for cooked meat. Kiim chay, we'll take it raw. V'yayim eilav ha'ish. And the ish, the kayin who was doing the avoida, he would say, Kato yaktirin kiyoyim ha'chelev. Let me burn the chelev today like I'm supposed to do. V'kach l'chok asher ta'av anam shecho. And then afterwards, you can take whatever you want, whatever your heart desires. V'omer loy, and these nari ha'koyim would come back and say, no. Kiyata tite, give it to us now. V'im loy l'kachti, if you're not going to give it to us, v'chazoka, we're going to take it by force. That he chatas ha'na'orim g'doylo ma'oid, the sin of these na'orim were so great. Es pnei Hashem ki niyatzu ha'anoshim es minchas Hashem. These men angered es minchas Hashem, the mincha of Hashem. So they were mevaza b'kodshim. They didn't want to allow the kodshim to go the normal appropriate manner, being makar of the chelev, and only afterwards dividing up or taking the kodshim. They were, I don't know, call it gluttonous, or call it stam chutzpadik, and they weren't, you know, to them it was a meal, a free meal, whatever the actual nekuda, why they demanded this, I'm not sure, but there was clearly a level of bizoyin kachim, and that's why Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, says the Gemara. Zot Rashi, we have a Rashi on top of the Amud. Sheshol as kineyem, shayom evios b'meloisim elei dasan. Right, the woman would bring the can, the birds that would have to be makriv at the end of their yemei leida, 40 days, 80 days, litar lecho bekodshim, to be matar, to allow themselves to eat kodshim. Vehim hayu bale geis, and these kehanim, the bnei eli, they were bale gaiva. Vayu mistrashlo makrivoson, they weren't careful, they were slow. Vanoshim amtinoisham, the woman would wait there ad she akrivum until the kabbonas would be fully brought. Because of that, they would get delayed in going back to their husbands. Because of that, the noshim became mevutel from period of rivia for whatever it was, I don't know, a day, an hour, 2 hours, a day, 2 days. I'm not sure, not clear how much time was it actually misrashlim, not sure. But I'll call upon him enough of a taino that the Torah considers it as if they were mamish mezana with these women. Back in the Gemara, we'll go a little farther. It's going to be a short Amud today because we're already short Amud, but we'll go a drop farther, and tomorrow we'll finish the Amud. Bez Hashem. We're on the first wide line of Tessa and Base. Miktish Rishon, Mibnei Machorev. Why was Bayis Rishon destroyed? Right, we just went through Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed because of Gilui Arayis and Bizayin Kodshim. Why was Miktish Rishon destroyed? There were the Gimel Dvarim, three things, Mamish, the Gimel Aviris Chamurus, Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Damim. You had Mamish, Pshutik and Mashmoy, the Gimel Aviris Chamurus. Where do we see that? Avodah Zorah. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, how do we know there's Avodah Zorah? Dechsev, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ki Kotzar Hamatzo Mehistoreya, the bed was too short. The bed was too short. Mishistareya, from stretching it, from making it bigger. The pasuk finishes it, and I'll read this because we're going to darshan it in one moment. And the cover was too narrow to gather together. So the bed was too short to stretch out. The cover was too narrow to gather together. My kotzer hamatzah mishistareya. What does that mean? The bed was too short to stretch. The word mehistareya is darshin the beloshin neitzriko. In Amr Rabbi Yonason, kotzer matzah zeh mehistor olav shnei reyim keechod. This bed is too short to have two different gods who are causing fight. Two rulers ruling over it. The loshin of mehistareya is a loshin of histar olav shnei reyim, to be ruled by two reyim. So mehishtar olav shnei reyim keachot. So here the yidden and the bayis sheni, they had this element of avodah zorah. They had the Eibishter and they had another god also. So what this was, the avodah zorah kotzer hamatzah, the bed is too short to have two different rulers on it, can't be, and that was one of the reasons why the bayis rishon was destroyed. The pasuk continued and said, v'hamaseichot zorah hiskanes. The cover was too narrow to gather together. What does that mean? Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, or the Gemara doesn't really explain what it means, but Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Kimati Rabbi Yonason Lahaikra Bochi. When Rabbi Yonason would reach this pasuk, he would cry. Omar, and he said, he like Darshan did a little bit homolytically, Mandich Sivbe, Koinis Kaned Mehayom. He, the Eibishter, says, Koinis Kaned Mehayom, he can gather together all the waters of the river, kane, like a pillar, right? Nasis loy maseicha tzora, the maseicha, the avodah zorah, darshaning maseicha to be avodah zorah, tzora, loshen of tzora, like a, two wives are tzora zelaze. When you have two wives married to one man, right, they're causing trouble. They're trouble for each other because they both want the attention of that husband. So what? The Eibishter who says, koinis, he's the koinis kaneid. He's a hamaseicha tzara, the maseicha, the avodah zara, which is called maseicha in the Torah. Tzara becomes like a co-wife together with him. Also, shreklach, bochi, he would cry when he reached that pasuk. Zogter Ashi, second line from the top, mehistareya, dorish benoitrika, and he darshens it benoitrika, like a Rosh HaTevis, mehistareya echot, to be ruled by I have a voice change on the side, you know, to have two, have another friend ruling with him. I'm sorry, I forgot to speak to that once. We're in the Gemara, referring to the two tzlomim that Menashe put in the Heichel. Tzara loshen reyes, like kishtei noshim leish echor, we have two wives to one man, they're at tzara. The ka'asta tzarasa, her tzara, her co-wife, angered her. V'ishel achoyso lesikach litzror. That's the loshen. You know, we'll stop over here. Early stop.